Welcome back. 9:23 on the East Coast, 6:23 on the West Coast. If you have to be there at the bottom of the hour, you have just about 7 and a half minutes. Janet Moran is with us, and we are going to take her past the break this morning because we're getting to her late because of the breaking news, no pun intended, out of Italy with the Holy Father fracturing his wrist. He's fine. He will be out of the hospital very shortly and resting comfortably, I'm sure, at the vacation residence up in Aosta, which is near the Alps in northern Italy. Janet Morana, always working hard, even during the summer months. She's down in Washington, D.C. this week with Father Frank Pavone, who was with us yesterday. And we want to kind of give you a summary or a way to wrap your arms around this, not in terms of endorsing it, but to understand it and to speak out about it, this whole health care package, which is pretty daunting and pretty scary in terms of what's going on with abortion. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. And, you know, here in Washington, as you know, things are really heating up on health care. And what our listeners have to realize is that they're going to put abortion in no matter what, okay, but it's not going to say abortion. All right, Teresa, just like we warned them with FOCA that, you know, you're not going to hear the FOCA bill anymore, and they're going to begin, you know, to try to sneak that in other ways. Well, this is with health care, and what we have to do right now is lean hard on our senators and congressmen. Okay, this is a great opportunity, Teresa, and we're going to, in a minute, I'll tell them how to do this and where to go to kind of send an email or a fax or a phone call. But the specific thing they have to request of your senators and your congressmen is you are going to request that abortion be explicitly excluded from the health care reform legislation that's being proposed, okay? That's it. We just want abortion excluded. We have to have that wording in this health care reform or it's not acceptable. Because as you know, Teresa, if we don't exclude it, it's there, okay? It's there even if it doesn't say it's there, because what will happen is the courts will interpret it, well, then that means that, you know, you have to pay for an abortion. Women have a right to abortion, and the health care plan has to pay for it. And this can have catastrophic repercussions, as you know. Doctors can be forced to have to do abortions, you know, under certain, like, OBGYNs and different practices because you can't be in this group, you know, in the government. It's just horrible. Health care plans are going to can force abortion then. So we've got to get it excluded from the health care reform, or we're going to be in really, really big trouble.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do? I mean, let's summarize that in terms of what
okay.
can people do.
The most important thing is use that phrase that pays that I just said, okay, requesting that abortion be explicitly excluded from the health care reform legislation. Now, everyone has two senators, everyone has a congressman, so that's three people you've got to get to. And you have to get to them today, over the weekend, and Monday. And the simplest way, our friends at National Right to Life, as you know, they're up on the Hill all the time lobbying these issues. They've set up on their website where you can kind of click, and then it's going to take you to a form they've set up that even gives you sample wording if you want to send a fax or if you want to send an email. So you go to www.nrlc.org. Okay? And right there they have condition red. It says healthcare bills with greatest expansion of abortion. And then take action now. Click here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take it from there. This is the time, Teresa, like we always say, you know, instead of, you know, getting angry and upset about the rhetoric you're watching on the news, take action.
Not only the doublespeak of the president. I mean, him telling, you know, the Holy Father just last week that he wants to reduce abortion and then not making any efforts to change anything in this package that's practically being shoved down our throats. Representative Chris Smith had a news conference earlier this week, I'm sure you're aware of, with several other pro-life members of Congress, and just said this is going to be the worst thing since Roe v. Wade if this gets approved.
It will. And see, this is an opportunity, too. Like, you know, I said that, you know, we just can't be privately pro-life. We have to be actively pro-life. And believe me, if your senators and congressmen, even don't use the excuse like, you know, oh, well, you know, our senators, they're pro-abortion. It doesn't matter. Because if enough people start reining in from their home districts, screaming from the rooftops, okay, that they don't want, you know, they want this exception for abortion in this health care plan or they want to vote it down. If there's enough pressure put to bear, it's just like, look what we did with FOCA, right?
Mm-hmm.
We started screaming from the rafters from the very beginning. We will not accept FOCA. So what happened? It's kind of like, it's a hot potato they don't even want to touch.
Yeah, but
right?
Now they're putting it into the health care thing, it seems.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So now we have to do the same thing. Okay, we got them to kind of pull away from FOCA a little bit by, you know, that postcard campaign and all these huge things we did pretty successfully. The problem with this is the White House is trying to railroad this in before they go for summer break, which is in just another 2 weeks. you know, so we've got to really put the brakes on, you know what I mean, and say stop. And the other thing I point out...
Okay, hang on, because we got to take a hard break at 29. So I want to bring you up again because we didn't have enough time with you this morning because of the news out of Rome. But stay tuned. And, Janet, I want us to get some websites, too, for people, as you mentioned earlier, if they're just tuning in. We're talking with Janet Morana, of course, from Silent No More and Priests for Life. And she's also from, of course, Defending Life, seen every Friday evening. That would be this evening, of course, at EWTN Television, 10 o'clock Eastern. PriestsForLife.org and SilentNoMoreAwareness.org. She'll be right back to tell us how to stand up against this health care package, which is all about, unfortunately, abortion and birth control. Stay tuned. Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection, EWTN. Grateful for the input of Janet Morana from Silent No More and Priests for Life. And we're talking about something of the utmost urgency that you need to get online and speak out if you're upset about what Washington is trying to do with this quote-unquote health care package. Now, Janet, you're saying one of the best places to go for almost like instantaneously responding to your representatives in both the Senate and the House would be to go to nrlc.org, correct?
That's
kind of walk
correct.
Us through what's on there.
Okay, so you go to nrlc.org, and right on the homepage, they have this like red alert, you know, button right there that says click here. That will take you to a thing that's called capwiz.com, which is a great tool that will help deliver you to your senators and congressmen. But what they've done is they've put an explanation here about the Senate and House to vote in late July on the biggest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. And there's a nice short little article you can read so that, you know, we're just kind of piquing your interest. This is a 911 emergency here, everybody. Get there, read it. But then at the bottom of this article, there is a form all set up for you, and with a click, you basically can send this message that they have prepared for you, which you can alter if you like. But this way, you don't have to worry about, well, what am I going to say in this email message? It's all pre-composed for you with the main talking points, and then you just sign your own closing, your name, you know, and you're done. And you basically, with that click, it will automatically be delivered to your senators and Congress people from your district, because if you look at the bottom, you've got to fill in required fields, your city, your state, your zip code, and the CapWiz program can sort it by that, and then it's really magic, you know, tech magic, and it will send it to your, you know, congressman from your district. And, you know, Teresa, very often, you know, people don't even know the names of their senators and congressmen,
right.
As we know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is foolproof, you know, it's going to get to the right people, and don't be discouraged, you know, if you have a senator or a congressman or congresswoman who is a pro-abortion person, don't sit there listening to Teresa and I now and saying, well, my email's not going to matter. Listen to me. It will count. Just think about this. Next year, many of them are going to be up for re-election, and if they start getting right now, over this weekend, flooded with emails from people from their district saying that they're specifically requesting abortion to be excluded from this health care reform legislation, they're going to put the brakes on it. And Obama will not be able to railroad it through, which is what he is trying to do. So this is really a chance, you know, Teresa, as we always say, you know, we can all be proudly pro-life, but we can't be proudly pro-life on our couch.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to stand up and be counted. And this is what God wants us to do, really. This is very
right.
biblical. He's asking us to stand up for the godly principles. This is a moment in time where everyone listening to you right now on EWTN Radio, we can all join in. It's a simple thing, and you don't have to know all the facts because this article, like you see, Teresa, it so clearly just spells out the basics, and it gives you the tools to quickly send an email with a few clicks. This whole thing would take anyone listening to Janet right now 5 minutes.
Not even.
It's so
fast. You know.
It's so fast.
Yeah.
So I want everyone to promise, you know, when Teresa's off the air, get to your computers and get moving. And
I just emailed my husband and told him to do so, and I'm going to do that as soon as I get off
the air. Yeah, and what you can do is those who are listening to us right now, send another email. Once you do it, send the link then to your whole email list, to all your friends, and let's get a rally going. Because
mm-hmm.
like we had the Folker postcards and emails and things going, we can do the same thing with this, because believe me, the White House is leaning hard. I mean, I'm here in Washington, D.C. at pro-life meetings right now with leaders, and we're having speakers come in and give us, you know, the latest on this. And early this morning, I was just down at the coffee session, and they're telling us that the White House is leaning hard to get people to, let's get this moving, let's do it. And they actually had a little stumbling block yesterday, as you know, because the budget committee said, oh, wait, this health care reform is going to cost more. It's not going to save money. And that sent a little earthquake trembling through Capitol Hill.
My understanding is there are a lot of Democrats who think this is ridiculous in terms of the cost.
There is.
They may not be with us, you know, in terms of the morality, but they're there because of the money. They're very concerned about it.
And see, because a lot of them in the back of their minds, see, what's happening right now, in the back of a lot of their minds, they're saying, oh, my goodness, maybe this isn't so good because it's going to cost all this money. But they're being pressured by the White House real hard and their party, the Democrats. That, you know, I think if we apply a little more pressure from voters, it might be just enough for them to say, you know what, let's take this up in the fall. Let's not be so hasty. I mean, Teresa, look what happened with the stimulus bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
They voted on it, and if you listen, whether it's a Republican, Democrat, pro-abortion, pro-life, they will all honestly admit to you, oh, we really didn't get a chance to read it.
Well, that's how they do things now in Washington, because these things are so radical.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's about just the money or whether it's about abortion, it's so radical that they don't want people to look at it, because if they really take the time, then they know they're going to vote against it.
Exactly. And so that's why if we, you know, shout it from the rooftops with these emails right now, this might be just the ticket to get them to put the brakes on and say, you know what, we made that mistake with pushing through that stimulus package, and now let's not make a second mistake, you know?
And on top of this, they're talking about another stimulus package, too. It's like, give me a break. I mean,
yeah, and you know what you can do? And if you know that your senator or congressman is going to be up for election next year, add the tagline, and if you do not put and exclude abortion from this health care plan, I will not vote for you on your next election.
Yes.
Add that, because believe me, in the back of every one of their minds is re-election, re-election, re-election. And don't be afraid to put that old, I will not vote for you unless you do this.
Ugh. All right, well, great update. Keep working hard there down in Washington. And again, I want to give out that website. It's nrlc.org for National Right to Life Committee. NRLC.org. And by the way, before we let you go, I just had to tell you, because my publisher, Cheryl, from our All Things Girl series wanted me to remind you that, I don't know if you know this, but we have a new book coming out. It should be out, actually. It was supposed to come out in September. It looks like it's going to be done sooner. We may have it in a couple of weeks, so we're going to send you a copy. You know, Father Frank is in our All Things Guy book as, you know, a role model for young men, and we have you as a role model for the girls and the truth for teens.
Thank you. I'm just really deeply honored and very touched.
So we will send you a copy of it.
Okay.
And I'll autograph it for you.
Thank you, darling. And hey, let's not forget, tonight is Friday night, so what does that mean? 10 o'clock Eastern.
Defending life.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend.
And also, God bless EWTN for getting the truth out on the airwaves.
Yeah, if it wasn't for us, I don't know what would happen, I'll tell
you. I
know. EWTN. All right, sweetheart, have a great weekend. Tell Padre I said hello, and
I will
talk to you later. And onward, Christian soldiers.
That's right. Fight, fight, fight.
Amen. And
Amen.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. God bless everyone. Safe travels, safe journeys.
You too, sweetie. Talk to you next Friday, God willing. Janet Moretta from Priest for Life and Silent No More Awareness Campaign. The website, so there's a link on Priest for Life for Silent No More, and there's a link on Silent No More for Priest for Life, so either one will take you there. But priestforlife.org and silentnomoreawareness.org. Going to check in with Bill Dennehy. He is a scholar. He is a teacher. He's a preacher. He's a speaker, and he is a very, very well-versed in a number of things Catholic, and he's going to give us his take on Caritas in Veritate. We'll be right back.